This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com.
Is working. The weapon of mass destruction is working. And the John Holmes erotic entertainment microphone is working. Ready when you guys are. Okay. About now. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight we have a very special show. We are kicking off our three-part celebration of National Masturbation Month, which, if you haven't heard, is the month of May. And we've celebrated that since we first heard of it. And we're going to have three different focuses. Tonight, the show theme is National Masturbation Month, focus on priests. So, almost a double themed show, but we have a lot of music, a lot of stuff to cover, some news, and miscellaneous shit. And of course, we want to help you self-gratify yourselves. First, let's play a song. It's half about masturbation and half about the culture of television. This is Philadelphia's own The Prisoners, and this track is entitled Masturbation Machine.
Yeah. I want to tell you a secret. Guess what? Guess what? I'm dating the Pope. No, no, I'm just using him to get to God. Yeah, come and get me, Jerry Falwell. Yeah. I love the Pope. He's a fashion plate, isn't he? One time he called me. You remember he called me? And he said, Judy, Judy. Oh, Judy, can I come over to your house and touch your velvet painting of Elvis that cries? I said, suffer. So we astral projected and we went to Texas and I wrote this love song for the Pope. It's a country and western love song.
Another big news story of the year concerned the Ecumenical Council in Rome, known as Vatican II. Among the things they did, in an attempt to make the church more commercial, was to introduce the vernacular into portions of the Mass to replace Latin, and to widen somewhat the range of music permissible in the liturgy. But I feel that if they really want to sell the product in this secular age, what they ought to do is to redo some of the liturgical music in popular song forms. I have a modest example here. It's called The Vatican Rag. First you get down on your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect, and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Whatever steps you want, if you have cleared them with the pontiff, everybody say his own, Kyrie eleison, doing the Vatican rag. Get in line in that processional, step into that small confessional, they're the guy who's got religion, I'll tell you if your sin's original. If it is, try playing it safer. Drink the wine and chew the wafer. 2, 4, 6, 8. Time to transubstantiate. So get down upon your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect, and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Make a cross on your abdomen. When in Rome, do like a Roman. Ave Maria, gee, it's good to see you. Getting ecstatic and sort of dramatic and doing the Vatican.
me, Father, for I've sinned.
And how long has it been since your last confession, my son?
About 4 months, I guess, Father. I missed Mass about 15 times. I lied a lot. I fucked this girl. Excuse my French, Father. I went all the way with this girl.
Don't be embarrassed, my son. I've heard it all before. I've heard much, much worse than that.
You heard cunnilingus?
I hear that from second graders.
Wow. Wobbly warhead? You heard that? Slammed a warhead at her?
Years ago.
Low clearance clit? You heard that?
Dwarf cock.
Bosom burger?
Scrotum breath.
Albino beaver?
Iguana tits.
You know what we used to call nuns? Penguin pussy.
You bangy bottom.
Madam ovary?
Slime slit.
Mashy nipple lick?
Bug nuts.
Cock nose?
Vagina.
Oriental crack?
Superdome pussy.
Afterbirth on toast? That's pizza.
Punk piss.
Hillbilly snatch.
Food pus.
Your rhino clit?
Rhino clit? That's disgusting. That's terrible. Nice mouth. You kiss your mother with that mouth? You eat with that mouth? Garbage mouth.
Garbage mouth. Toilet tongue. Sewer mouth. Sewer chute.
This is Halliburton, Ernie. And it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster. And John the Craptist, and everybody is having such a great time with their bongs and their celebration of National Masturbation Month, and we feel it's time to bring back a wonderful band from the 80s to lift things up, so to speak. This is the PTL Club. And that's spelled with a K. This is the PTL Club, and we'll play a couple of tracks from them, beginning with Green Acres.
This is Deborah
and Keith
from the band Davey, and you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
Okay, you heard PTL Club doing Green Acres, No Fun, God, and White Rabbit. Before that, from National Lampoon, you heard Confession. Root Boy Slim and the Sex Change Band did Boogie Till You Puke. Tom Lehrer did The Vatican Rag. Judy Tenuta did Dating the Pope and The Pope Song. The Scandals did Forgive This and started off with The Prisoners doing Masturbation Machine. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight is the first of a three-part celebration for National Masturbation Month. Tonight is National Masturbation Month, focus on priests. And that we will do. And it's slightly, besides the double theme, it's also slightly a kind of an update for several shows that we did up until a couple of years ago. Rehab for pedophile priests, which were designed to help these freakazoid and monsters created by their own church masters and transition them into adult sexuality and adult erotica and entertainment. So all of that is to come. Plus, we have two more sets of tunes. Do we have birthdays? Yes. Why do I ask them anything? Can you stand up? Okay. We have birthdays. We have one birthday. It is the birthday tomorrow of our friend, longtime friend from the West Coast. She's the songwriter, singer of All or Nothing HC, and also the web mistress of On the Rag, a kind of a women in hardcore punk zine and publication and music label. And we're going to hear a track from one of her compilations coming up. And just all around great person. Tomorrow is the birthday of the great Renee Bryant. Happy birthday to you. Let's see. Anniversaries and a death. A woman who was at the forefront of the civil rights movement in the early and mid-60s and really for the rest of her life after that has passed away since the last show. And her name is Dorothy Height. And she became quite the legend, getting an audience with several presidents and all kinds of fascinating and great history. And and she came along in the first place at a time when it wasn't easy for either free thinkers, and there were many free thinkers in the earliest days of the civil rights movement, but they kind of got pushed aside by clergy people, as well as women. So her accomplishments are quite remarkable. Dorothy Height, RIP, and I think that's all. Let's see, it was the anniversary of Earth Day since the last show, and on Tuesday, May 4th, it is the anniversary, the 40th anniversary of the Kent State Massacre, which was the murder of four students and the wounding of 9 other students at Kent State University. And so you know how this reverend responds to as many shitheads as he finds in comments and blog land. And since more than one shithead were saying things like that's what they get for rioting or other spectacularly stupid quotes from Fantasyland, which I guess is to be expected in this loud but small teabagger culture. It's not worth doing a whole show about when there's so many other themes that we haven't done shows about so far. But suffice to say that the shootings occurred not when there was a tense block of time on this one hill at Kent State, and when there was all kinds of shouting and flipping the bird and the National Guard using tear gas, but they were already leaving. They walked up the hill to this bell tower, and when they were nearly gone, they turned around. The same little squad just happened to turn around at the same time, and all of those shots, it was an incredible number of shots, occurred in only 13 seconds. And then they finished exiting. Then they bolted real fast. And it couldn't have been more choreographed or rehearsed, like a football planning session or any other kind of already organized system of behavior. And then they went the rest of the way over the hill. So it was for the purpose of killing. It wasn't for the purpose of defending themselves or panicking or reacting to the tension. And there's a tribunal there. Michael Moore, I believe, is going to broadcast it. And I would say the best book on the subject is The Truth About Kent State by Peter Davies. And if you see an asshole writing something stupid about it, please set that person's ass straight and respond with a more reality-based comment. What else? Earth Day, Kent State, Boobquake. Boobquake was an event that was made, that was organized after incredibly stupid comments were made by clergy. If you can believe there were incredibly stupid comments by clergy. And I'll say that this culture here, with all of its Christian holy roller whack jobs, is not the only culture that has whacked clergy. And in Iran, the guy, I can't remember, and I'm not even going to ask these two guys what his title is, like the head of prayer, you know, or, you know, the prayers are, or whatever he is. But he made a statement about how women who dressed immodestly lead men astray and into temptation and cause earthquakes. Now, it would be even funnier if a comedian said it, but the fact that this wingnut said it as a serious statement and wasn't joking means he is totally laughable. And Boobquake started off as like a kind of a small-time reaction on Facebook and wherever else, and it became this international phenomenon. Attacked by some prudes, you know, like, oh, it's obscene, or, oh, they shouldn't do that because it's bad for other women, or whatever. But retardo logic aside, It was a hilarious event and a great event that, if anything, was empowering and got international coverage and deserved it. And that was a couple of days ago. And there should be responses like that. When any dipshit, whether it's Pastor Fred Phelps or Cardinal Buttfuck or Reverend Jerry Falwell or the new Falwells or any of these other fuckers, when they make stupid comments like that, there should be a response. And Boo Quake was a great success and at turning that the radical cleric from the other side of the world into looking even more like a horse's ass. And speaking of that, the reaction to the anti-South Park clerics over there, it was, and over here, there was a warning. If you haven't heard anything about this, there was a warning against the creators of South Park that because they drew Muhammad, they could be in danger, this kind of thinly veiled threat. And Comedy Central Channel pulled that episode of the show. And the response to that, thanks to this going viral on the internet, was Draw Muhammad Day. And got some pretty funny reactions from that. And but mostly it picked up and went viral and got a lot of participation. And so we salute the participants of Boob Quake and Draw Muhammad Day for standing up against theocrats of every persuasion and any other mentally challenged but influential person in the world today. Talked out already. And I'm going to save most of this shit for after the second set of music. Our dear friend of many years and book burner, Jennifer Hunter, who ran for years and still does her telephone dominatrix service, got a plug, more than a plug, got a whole article written about her in the New York Post. And and actually the article was only like an introduction, and then the rest was the guy used her words to provide her history and what it's like being Jennifer Hunter. And that's linked near the top of all the articles and goodies at the updated today reverendbookburn.com. Check out the article about Jennifer Hunter from the on the job section of the New York Post. Yes, we're giggly. From the on the job section of the New York Post. And check that out. And if you want to see her site itself, it's at jenniferhunterconsulting.com. And that was really cool, her getting that kind of coverage. All right, later on, we'll talk about the racist scum of the state of Arizona. But that's too big a subject. And, of course, we'll talk about repression, masturbation, and priests coming up. Let's see. All right, we'll cover this now. Thanks for your help. If you're ever in Philadelphia, ever, or if you already are in Philadelphia, you got to check out Wooden Shoe Books and Records, now on South Street, slightly above the corner of 7th Street, so it's like between 7th and 8th, and new location, lots of room, just so much incredible shit. from political books to free thinkers books to books about weed, war on drugs, sexuality books and erotica, tons of stuff, music related, independent publications and zines, a lot of CDs and DVDs, and just a great place. And it's collectively run by activists, and finally got around to going there after a handful of months. And also in Philadelphia this past weekend, yesterday, was Philadelphia's march for legal medical marijuana. And it was larger than usual. It was, it got a good turnout. And what was one of the funny things about it was that there were no wing nuts, no jeering, no asshole shouting, no teabagger or skinhead types. A lot of applause, a lot of thumbs up, and a zillion people taking pictures. And wonderful, wonderful participants. And hello to everybody from the Philadelphia Medical Marijuana March. All right, talked out. My throat has turned to shit. PTL Club with a K. In the background, let's play the next set of tunes. This is the second version, years after the first version, of The Pope Smokes Dope by David Peel.
Oh yeah!
is Dr. Greed, and I am outraged and disgusted that there is a show maligning priests and the Almighty Church. Even though I'm not in it, I think they deserve the respect that any other pedophile ring deserves. And this filthy show is also celebrating masturbation with a couple of stoner heads at the controls while some reverend keeps talking and playing music. And now they're going to play something even more disgusting from Renee Bryant's On the Rag label from Volume 2 of Put Some Pussy in Your Punk compilation of all women-fronted bands. A song declared on a previous show to be the theme song of the Teabaggers. This is Bitch Cat doing Inbred.
Yeah.
Jenna Torturers doing I Touch Myself. Bitch Cat did Inbred from the Put Some Pussy in Your Punk compilation from On the Rag Records on therag.net. Before that, Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. Frank Zappa did Catholic Girls. The Dead Boys did I Don't Wanna Be No Catholic Boy. Rancid, from their early days, did Vanilla Sex. And started off with David Peel doing The Pope Smokes Dope. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is National Masturbation Month. Focus on priests. And as we said at the beginning, we're going to do three shows of this theme in the month of May. The next one is in 2 weeks on May 16th. And the theme will be National Masturbation Month. Truly loving thyself. And yes, it's funny, and yes, it's there's going to be a big humor component to that, but it's also going to be serious, because people who were not just raised Catholic, but people who were raised in a variety of other Sikh cults have deeply programmed conditioning regarding gender roles, denial of pleasure, guilt for pleasure, and body image issues, and lack of self-love, as well as, of course, breaking any kind of taboos, including masturbation. And so it will be both funny and serious. In 2 weeks, May 16th, National Masturbation Month, truly loving thyself. And on May 30th, yes, a time we would normally do our traditional and annual, up until a couple of years ago, Memorial Day show. But instead of celebrating memories with another Memorial Day show, we're going to do a tribute to the people who participated in Boob Quake on May 30th, National Masturbation Month, Boob Quake tribute. All of that is to come. And if you miss these shows, or if you want to turn somebody else on to them, or if you just want to hear them again, you can hear about 4 or 5 years worth of shows, plus a lot of even older shows going back to 2002 at Radio 4 All, radio4all.net. Thanks to Pastor Rex Cat. And we link those shows, and we link an index page at reverendbookburn.com. And I don't know what shows we're doing after that, but it depends on what's going on in the world and what merits a theme. And also, we're expecting our lifelong, long-time, dear, dear friend and book burner, who has been a weed prisoner for the last couple of years. We're expecting him to be released, and when that happens, there will also be a major celebration, and we will share that with you. And so there will be a show theme on the release of Mr. Z, a prisoner of war, thanks to the war on weed, thanks to the forces of hysteria and repression. And all of that is to come. What else is going on with us? Let's see. I already talked about Jennifer Hunter. Yeah, Jennifer Hunter is in the New York Post. There's a link to the article at reverendbookburn.com. And there's a link to Bookburner Nancy from Murgatory Production, who responded to one of these assholes that publicly defends pedophiles. This one in the New York Times. So he wrote his, it wasn't Bill Donahue, but it was another dipshit just like him. And in defending the Church of Pedophilia, he warranted responses, many of which he got, and of course were biased, but the best one from our very own Nancy from Murgatroyd Productions, and that is linked at reverendbookburn.com. All right, we are celebrating National Masturbation Month, not necessarily right this minute, but we celebrate, and it's one of those things that that can be celebrated at any time, whether there's a partner or not, because one of the keys to sexuality, and actually one of the keys to life, is varietism, and variety of experience, variety of life affirmation. And that doesn't, and no, you're not going to hear a quote from a cultish, you know, religious inspiration book, but that's just a kind of a perversion of healthy ideals that that are presented. But it's life-affirming. The more positive experiences one has, the more humanitarian experiences one has, and, of course, the more pleasurable experiences one has. And varietism is a part of that. And that would include masturbation. Now, when you are growing up, of course, you hear that it's an abomination. Well, actually, I think they call pretty much everything an abomination. And, of course, you know that's bullshit when you start living and coming of age, because then it's like, no, this isn't bullshit. This is great. But some people are conditioned and programmed too deeply that they kind of become yet another great American sexual schizophrenic. And that's when all kinds of mental illnesses kick in. That's when a lot of hypocrisy kicks in. That's why you notice that almost all of these conservative congressmen and conservative clergy and family values and abstinence clergy and legislators and anti-choice legislators and Christian supremacists and that whole block of assholes are in sex scandals. They lie, they sneak, they cheat. They are sexual with sex workers. The most hilarious of that is, of course, Senator David Vitter, the homophobic, anti-choice, Christian supremacist senator, who not only cheated with the sex worker, but was also indulging in his diaper fetish. And the pendulum swings, even if somebody sees him or herself as this almighty holy roller. And so for balance, he needed to go to, arguably, some would say to an extreme, by being a sex worker, a company diaper fetish freak. And how he has the fucking gall to continue to be the moral crusading congressman and anti-choice congressman and total fucking nutcase obstructionist anti-everything congressman is beyond me, because that kind of internal conflict tells you one thing: totally fucking cracked in the head Senator David Vitter is, and so are his buddies in Congress in governor's offices, in the pulpit, because it is, as Laura Riskell said on the show years ago, a sexually schizophrenic culture. And so what is the opposite of being like these fuck nuts who are so fucked up in the head? Healthy and accepting of who you are and your sexuality. And that's going to be covered extensively in 2 weeks in the National Masturbation Month, Truly Loving Thyself. Because something that is healthy and consensual and between fully grown humans who are not in a coma is nothing to feel guilty about, or nothing to feel conflicted about, or internally conflicted. You know, it's not a sin against an almighty cartoon character. No. These guys are awake. You're right, except maybe Santa Claus or Brian from Monty Python's Life of Brian, the deity we have come to accept on the show. But, okay, losing that kind of thinking. It's not a sin. It's not a horrible act. It's not an inhumane act. It's not an unhealthy act to be sexual with a consenting partner, or to masturbate, or to enjoy porn, or to enjoy any kind of pleasure that isn't something that is either wrong, like unconsenting, or animals, or kids, or something that only the total extreme fuck-ups get into. And speaking of such fuck-ups, that brings us to the priests. I'm not going to address everything that the sick fucks who defend the Church of Pedophilia have said in miscellaneous comments and blogs and guest editorial pages, but the one that needs addressing is that it wasn't really priests, it was bad people infiltrating the priesthood. And that's a load. Because granted, somebody already is a little bit screwed up, you know, to join the priesthood in the first place. But now he is in a culture of repression. Because he is supposed to accept and believe not only that he will never marry, but that he will never fuck anybody ever. And they're not even supposed to jerk off. No masturbation, no partners, no spouse, no sexual playmate, no friend with benefits, no inflatables, no nothing. And that kind of repression is only shared by prisoners. Because it's one thing to not get laid for a year or 5 years or 10 years. It's another to have it in your head that there is no way it's going to happen in the next 5 or 10 years, or in their case, for life. And that's when prisoners start getting totally fucking crazy, and the worst of them raping others. They're not gay, but they're raping other men. And there is a madness associated with repression and defiance of nature, whether it's your idea or whether it's a warden slash abductor kind of idea and not your own. But repression breeds mental illness, it breeds internal conflict, and it breeds the kind of monsters that are then unleashed onto the rest of the world. And the priests are monsters. And it's true that it is not 100% of them. But it is a disproportionately higher number of priests compared to how many there are in all of their existence to any other category. There aren't thousands and thousands of pedophiles from the music world or even from the sexually active or swingers or wild or alternative lifestyle world, and certainly not from the gay world, and certainly not from the straight world even. It's the proportion of priests to any other category is ridiculously high. It's insanely high, and there is no effective treatment for it within the church. When they send hundreds of them to New Mexico for a church version of rehabilitation, all that did was create a higher concentration of them in that area. And then they turned these fuckers loose, and New Mexico's statistics that were already high of priest sexual abuse of children skyrocketed even higher after the so-called church rehab. Because they taught them that the repression was right and that they had to go back to fitting the mold and whatever else they did in this ludicrous, asinine church rehab. So they cannot treat it within their own church. They created the monsters. And one of the things that tells us is that all negative programming from churches to everything else in this goofy culture, all negative programming is worth losing. And that's going to be covered more extensively also on the Truly Loving Thyself show in 2 weeks. It is worth losing that negative programming in church cults or ideologies. And that's pretty much most ideologies. It's not a thing where it's just the right wing. You know, it's the left or the right. It's a lot of well-meaning advocates for women. There's a kind of a carryover. It's like maybe they broke away from the clutches of the corporate culture and the churches and the corporate entertainment industry, but carrying over with them this kind of sex is bad or sex is oppressive or sex is dirty. And the negative programming from anywhere is worth losing. And that's what we have attempted to do when we did the Rehab for Pedophile Priest shows. So as funny as people thought they were, it was also an attempt to really plant the seed so that if any of these people listen to a show or even one of the old shows, it plants a seed, not just through shock and through humor, but through thoughts and ideas that actually give them the possibility of being a functional human. Lose the fucking negative programming, please, whether it's religious or ideological. And that brings us to transitioning these priests to adult sexuality and adult entertainment. Now, some are going to say, oh, no, but porn is bad because it's not women-friendly, and they're all victims of trafficking, and they're all in a basement in some dungeon where the hunchback answers the door and rattles chains and and it's violent and sadistic, and there is some of that, but most of it, as anybody who watches porn knows, it's most of it are like these tacky music videos, you know, or like, you know, the pizza delivery persons or whatever, with of course exceptionally bad music in the background. Porn is as varied as music itself, so to believe it's all anything is to be reading or listening too much to ideologues who brand it a certain way as a part of their ideologies. If you can believe what, such an ideologue, then this person who believes it is capable of believing the kind of bullshit that comes out on, like, Fox News, or worse, if there's such a thing as worse. Getting talked out, and my voice is going to shit. And, we have another set of music to go. We will get back to spoken parts after the third set of music. The Jenna Torturers are in the background. We're going to play a track by the Reunited New York Dolls. And this song is probably the least favorite song ever by creationists and anti-evolution people and other people who are suffering from delusions. This is the New York Dolls doing Dance Like a Monkey.
You're designed so intelligent. has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and to the uttermost parts of the earth.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. It's been a long time since I got to do something really fun, like start a war for oil profits. But I'm going to take Reverend Bookburn's advice as I prepare to promote my forthcoming book and my wife's book, where she even talks about when she killed a guy with a car. And I'm going to let myself loose and party, but moderately. I think I'm going to skip the masturbation part because, well, none of us Bushes function. That's why we start wars for oil and rip off the taxpayers for billions of dollars through the savings and loan scam and elsewhere. But it's certainly fun hanging around these guys, and it gives me pleasure to party with these two in the other room. And to introduce this next song by the Cramps, I believe. Is that what it is? C-R-A-M-P-S. Yes, the Cramps. This is the Cramps doing a very beautiful song entitled Goddamn Rock and Roll.
I dig that goddamn rock and roll. Bucket Jack. Rock and roll.
is Dr. Lovin' Hoa, and I want to talk about our sainted tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I Hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our teabags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting teabagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the teabagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
It's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a runner-up. Sunday, May 2nd, 2010, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookburn.com, and RadioForAll.net. Tonight, our first runner-up is Dave. Well, it's spelled Heineman, but I think it's Heineman. Dave Heineman is the governor of Nebraska, now working in conjunction with religious terrorists such as the assassin of Dr. George Tiller in decreasing access to abortion, and especially to late-term abortion, when brave doctors such as Dr. Carhart filled in for Dr. Tiller after his killing by a terrorist. Nebraska went to work on passing anti-choice legislation that made it harder for women to get late-term abortions, endangering the lives of the vast majority of them. Dave Heineman, governor of Nebraska, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that means that there is a very special recipient who is so special he can even outshine the runner-up to Asshole of the Week. You're right, John the Cractus. He or she can outshine the runner-up to Asshole of the Week. However, there is such a person who is even more deserving than the runner-up. Tonight, what happened?
Flag is but a symbol, son. ruling came out of...
You need the Farts House.
Congress were members of the House of...
Yeah, Farts House. Always. During Asshole of the Week. First Cheech from Cheech and Chung. Thank you. Much better. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is Arizona Governor Jan Brewer. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer was bowing down to her and her fellow Republican teabaggers, Minutemen, Klansmen, and other racist scum in passing a statewide police state law against immigrants, which you've probably heard by now, and we're going to talk about more on the next show. In a blatant legal justification for racial profiling and racist law enforcement activity, and while we condone no political party, most especially the corporate party of the Democrats, this brings the low-life Republican Party to an even lower depth of their existence in their cesspool of racists and fascists. And this law highlights how far such people will go to appeal to the racists and other scumbags that encompass what's left of their support base. But worst of all, in this horribly ugly game of politicking, lives will be further destroyed. Freedom will become even less of a word of meaning in Arizona. And there will be copycat racist scum in other states attempting to pass similar legislation. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, you are Asshole of the Week. All right, you guys can kill the farces. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, the 2009 version. From the ex-members of the Sex Pistols, first band after the Pistols, the Professionals, you heard 1, 2, 3, which was actually a cover of the Avengers song, Second to None, and Join the Professionals. Before the Professionals, you heard the Cramps doing Goddamn Rock and Roll from the Stay Sick CD. Motorhead did Orgasmatron. Corporate Avenger did The Bible is Bullshit. Killing Joke did Follow the Leaders. Bottom did Catholic Boy. And that was from the great, great compilation put out by Mike Villers entitled Put Your Tongue to the Rail, the Philly Comp for Catholic Children, the Songs of the Jim Carroll Band. Before Catholic Boy, you heard the New York Dolls doing Dance Like a Monkey. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been National Masturbation Month. Focus on priests. The next show will be on May 16th, and that will be National Masturbation Month, Truly Loving Thyself. And on May 30th, National Masturbation Month, Boobquake Tribute. You can write to the Reverend, which is me, at revbookburn@sjcdc.org. The website is reverendbookburn.com. The YouTube channel is youtube.com/revbookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. On Facebook, where they do not permit Rev to be a first name, The Rev Bookburn. And on the info tab, a link to Rev Bookburn fan site. The Reverend is in archives at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net. And let's see. I think that's all the plugs. ReverendBookburn.com was updated today, so you can see a lot of goodies, including the links to Bookburner's articles, the one about Jennifer Hunter in the New York Post, and Nancy from Murgatroyd at the New York Times letters page in response to a defender of the Church of Pedophilia. Thank you, Pastor Rex Catt, co-producer, archivist, engineer, archivist from afar, Nancy from Murgatroyd Productions, Everlasting Godstopper, Lord Jesus, Hippie John, and, of course, the in-house guys, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptist. Wonderful guys, even when they're barely functioning. And, of course, thank you to DJ Jeff from Volta Radio and our dear, dear mother figure, Mother Volta, alias DJ Cindy. Thank all of you. We will see you in 2 weeks on May 16th for the National Masturbation Month Truly Loving Thyself show. We're going to play a closing track and get out of here. And I thought I'd play another teabagger, theocrat, church abusive type kind of anthem or theme song by NoFX. This is entitled Idiots Are Taking Over. Good night. Followers following fables, philosophies.
Darling, time to break out.
Every night after that number, and whenever I get those kind of situations, I always feel like I need a cigarette right after that. Oh, what's this? For me? Shit, look at this, will you? No, I can't afford to tip him, but this is what I call service here. Got my own table. I'm gonna watch you guys for a while. Do something. This is swell. I'd like the Veal Cordon Bleu, please.
to me, and it goes right through me. When I'm 8 miles high, it's how you do me. And when you touch down, and when you touch down,
smoking, can't stop choking, it's how you do me. Woo! The Because sense of what you said.
You're in my mind.
If you leave me, I'll die.
You're in my mind.
But I can tell you why.
You're in my mind.
I feel so trapped inside. Baby, you gotta keep me satisfied.
You're in my mind.
So trapped inside.